Okay, any other committee member? Okay, public. I had Bella, and no, I had John, who hasn't spoken, and then Bella. Go ahead, John.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I just wanted to suggest, I mean, why not take a vote right now, regardless of your opinion that the language needs to be altered again? I mean, this is a meeting convened, and this is the topic. I mean, if it's voted down, then you can deal with amending the language. That's the first thing I want to say. The second thing I want to say is I still have not received my email ballot, so I decided to request a mailed paper ballot mailed to me before the deadline, which is on the 1st of October. So I did fill out a ballot request. I did receive the automated Google response, if it is automated, but I did not receive a message back from Renee or Jasmine, the local election supervisor, in reply to my email message. I did CC you, Lawrence, and other members of the KPFK LSB about this.
Yeah, I got you, John. I got
okay,
you.
So hopefully, so here's my concern. First of all, I want to clarify that the issue of people not receiving their email ballots, not only during the LSB election process, this one, and this also happened during the New Day referendum process, this is a separate issue that has to be investigated, because Renee has insisted that these ballots were sent, they did have legitimate membership data, and she has evidence that these messages were sent to members. The problem is there's no way, absolutely no way, to know when a member does not receive a ballot unless that member is expecting to receive it and it never shows up. You see, so what we have here is it's sort of like a black hole. And the only explanation that could be for this is especially if these member data is accurate, and people have been receiving all of Pacifica's notices by email with no problem, without going into spam folders. What this means is that the software that is being used to send out, or somebody in the internet, is filtering out these email ballots from arriving. And this must be investigated. This is a completely separate issue of whether or not we're having fair access by the candidates onto each station in order to fulfill the requirements of a fair election. That's clearly already not the case, and likely without an extension, I have no confidence in anybody approving any language for any kind of extension. So I appreciate the fact that this committee is going through this process. It's extremely important. But at this point, it's clear that there are interests within the boards and the national board to make sure we continue to not have a fair election. Renee is not in a position to tell the general managers what to do. She's stuck, and that's a fact. And she has reported this many, many times, not only verbally, but in detailed reports, and yet the executive director of the IED continues not to get involved and direct and to make sure that the general managers are complying with Renee's request. Now, part of the problem, again, is, if you remember, I had submitted a proposal last time this committee met, or maybe the KPFK version of it, that the national board and all five stations and all the candidates need to see daily reports as well as retroactive data, you know, on a spreadsheet that should be updated daily by Renee in regards to what degree precisely what carts have aired at each of the five stations, what forums have aired, what is scheduling in the future to be aired, and the degree of rotation. I'm talking about precise placement of all of these candidate processes on the air. That's the only way that we can have a timely understanding that's accurate. To have Renee come on a call and make vague implications about this, that, or the other without having hard data that's established and reflected by the station staff and the general manager as to exactly what happened going all the way back to the beginning of this process. Thank you.
Back, please.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. I got Bella and any other member of the public?
Yes, please.
Right, Bella. Who's that? That Margo?
Visitor.
Visitor, okay. Go ahead, Bella.
Yes. I hear Bill Crozier always speaking about alternative methods to communicate with the listeners and the members. And, of course, those alternative methods are the ones that have taken us to where we are, as I heard just now, a dark hole, and we can't seem to get out of. So that dark hole was created. The dark hole began years ago, and now we're really deep. So this did not start this election cycle. It started several years back, and no one did anything about it. And this is why we are in this deep hole. It's like quicksand that we can't seem to get out of. So I fully support that we should take a vote, the committee should take a vote as to a strong language, because if the PNB continues to keep their head in the sand and not do the right thing, then the legal actions can be taken against them and the IED. That's how I see this. No on-air broadcast to inform and educate the listenership, the signal areas at each unit. It's a violation. It's an FCC violation, a corporation rule violation, and by laws, violation. So if you want any more violations, then go somewhere else and find them. But we've got plenty in front of us. Thank you.
Thank you, Bella. Friendly visitor?
Okay, thanks. So I understand that people voting without information, without adequate information, is not a good thing. But I think that as a practical matter, I hate that expression. I just think that if you tell people we're freezing everything, we're holding off, we're stopping things for 2 weeks while such and such a thing happens, some folks are never going to vote. They'll just move on to the next thing. In New York, for example, we have, in the New York area, I should say in Jersey, they have a gubernatorial election coming up in November. I mean, people are really focused on life. Like if you're a healthcare worker or, you know, on any level, whether it's a nursing home or a hospital or something, you now have a choice of get the shots, with which you may or may not agree, or lose your job. And hope there's enough financial support coming from your union, because you won't be eligible, I think, for unemployment even. And then you have schools where teachers are infecting, at least in New York here, we have a teacher, a staff person that infected 22 adults at an orientation. And they're going into classrooms with our kids, including kids who can't be vaccinated safely. So folks have a lot, and whether you're related to a school worker who then comes home to you, because breakthrough is real, there are people that we know who've had it happen in spite of being inoculated. People have a lot going on, and as much as they may love their station, you can really only handle so much at a given time. I think pausing the elections, suspending the elections, halting the elections, while I understand the motivation, is not, I don't think it's going to pass this PNB. This is the PNB, remember, that we tried to say before ballots were sent out, please don't send the ballots yet. There's no candidate information for people to work with. And they rejected it, I believe, twice.
That is correct.
So they have not suddenly become enlightened. You know, I mean, there are some people on the board who are cool. I get it. But, you know, I mean, let's look at what we have here. So I don't think suspending or halting or pausing is going to work. But I do think that we can say, until you get full information on the air, you have to keep going. You have to renew. And that means extending the ballot deadlines. Certainly, you know, there are 11 people, or is it 14 people in Houston, who haven't even gotten their carts on the air yet. How are people supposed to even know that there's someone they might be interested in voting for and to request the paper ballot by Friday if they don't even know what's going on? Right? So the deadlines obviously have to be extended. The deadlines for paper ballots, the deadlines for e-ballots, the deadlines for voting entirely. I just don't think they're going to pause it, whatever that means. But I do agree that the schedules need to be posted on each website in a way that's clear and understandable, and then reports. The reports can be tracked by the local election supervisors. And there has to be a better resolution to people getting their ballots than is currently happening. When you go to the website to the ballot request form, it says, don't send in duplicate requests. Yes, but damn it, it's been 4 weeks since I requested my ballot. You're telling me don't send in a second request, but there's no feedback loop. There's nothing. You get an email from Google saying, yo, we got your form. But 3 weeks later, you'd like to hear something from a human being. So I think a 72-hour request period is reasonable. Some of the tasks that the NES may be involved in doing herself can be farmed out to the LESs who, with due respect to these folks, and I don't know them, but we are paying them weekly, they can track the card play. They can prepare the Google Sheet for each of their stations and let her focus on the thing that is for which she feels, I think, very responsible, which is getting people their ballots. If their ballots, if their names are not on the, if your name is on the original list, but there's a spelling error, or they put, you know, instead of Gmail, they put Gsale, it's going to go out. It's not going to go anywhere. I don't know why bounce backs are not happening. So, you know, if I send out an email to a bad address, I usually get a response pretty quickly that says this is undeliverable. I don't know if that's not happening, whatever the problem is. But someone shouldn't have to wait weeks to then be told they don't have a check for you. You're not on the list. Can you go look for your payment? If I make a request on Tuesday, by Friday, I should get a response that says, we mailed your ballot on such and such a date. Your email ballot will follow later today. Your name is not on the membership list. Please provide proof of payment to your membership department. Something has to flow better than it's flowing now. Weeks. I know someone who missed out on being able to vote in the referendum, although they were a member and their membership had been verified. You know, we can't do this to folks. So, yeah, there are a few different steps that need to be tightened up, like yesterday.
Thank you, friendly visit. Are you done?
I can stop.
Thank you so much. Okay, you stopped. You ain't done. Who's that?
Nancy.
Go ahead, Nancy, and then we're going to go back to the committee because I'm pushing time here. So I want to go back to the committee. I want to go back to the motion. Go ahead, Nancy.
Mr. Chair, can I say something? Nancy?
Hold on, please. I got
okay.
Nancy first.
Yes,
write down what you want to say after Nancy. Go ahead, Nancy.
Yes. I did not hear the last word the friendly guest said. So just the last word. I didn't hear it.
Do you remember a friendly visitor?
I said get it done yesterday. I don't know which word
you is missing. I think it was. Yeah, it should have been done yesterday. I think that's what you said.
Okay.
Is that all you wanted to add, Nancy?
No. I wanted to say one thing. Maybe I've said it already. There are 24 missing listener carts. There are 23 missing staff carts that would be on YouTube. So 24, 23. I mean, that's quite a lot. That's all. Thank you.
Thank you. That's a lot. You said a mouthful. And was that Bella that I heard?
Yes.
Any member, hold on, Bella. Any member of the public that has not spoken? Okay, go ahead, Bella.
Oh, I wanted to. I always forget to say the following. As of 8:30, August 30th, the local election supervisor was her contract ended, and she communicated that to me so that I would no longer be outreaching to her. So for the NES to say that she has had not enough support, not enough assistance, that is an issue. I believe I mentioned this before, but someone needs to pay attention to this. She literally, her contract ended August 30th, right after when she should have been participating and assisting in all of this at the local level. So she was taken off the picture. I want you to be aware of that. Jasmine Ford Bautista. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay.
Quickly,
Visitor, because I want to go back to the committee, and I do have a proposed amendment, a friendly visitor, that did send the language. Thank you.
Okay.
Go ahead, friendly visitor.
Thank you. I'm less concerned about staff cards being available. It's a small enough group that people can reach out to each other. We're talking about tens of thousands of people who don't know each other. So I think getting those on the air is important. I don't remember us ever having staff candidates on the air, and I'm less concerned about that. I'm very concerned to hear that someone's contract ended on August 30th because everybody knew the election was set to run until October 15th, which was at that time 2 weeks beyond what was supposed to have been the original ballot return date, according to the bylaws of September 30th. And lastly, I simply do not understand this repeated statement that the NES is powerless to get stuff done. The NES is the ultimate power in the election. If she's having trouble with any station on any level, she contacts the ED, and the ED must get it done. So if there's a failure on the part of a station that's not being addressed, I don't think it's because Lydia doesn't have somebody's phone number. I'm saying that deficit needs to be reported to the IED. I don't think she's sleeping on it. I think it simply isn't being reported. I don't understand why, and it seems to me that for some reason, Renee is reluctant to press people to get stuff done. This is her territory. If she says jump, the response is how high? And if that person isn't jumping, that's what the ED is for. So please, you know, I don't understand why people are assigning this, that, and the other. And for God's sake, stop using the frickin' word illegal with regard to the election. Because as a Pacifica contributee, I am sick of spending money on legal fees for bogus referendum, bogus lawsuits, bogus. Okay? So you can be unhappy, make your points. It's not illegal, and stop throwing that around. If you think you have a case, make your case as clearly as you can, but stop labeling stuff. You're not in a position to do that, and it does not help. Thank you.
Thank you. So I gather that you're going to stop. I'm never going to say you're done again. Okay, so in regards to the concern that was brought up in the public in regards to voting up and down, in the committee process, as you probably know, there is an opportunity to submit amendments, and I'm about to submit an amendment because, I don't have an aversion to going to the motion that was read, but I know, that as the PNB turned us away twice already, they will turn us away again a third time. I think the motion that and the language that friendly visitor used, is more possible. And Janine got it, I got it. So I'd like to read it. Because it is an amendment, it's going to be heard first. Then we're going to go to voting on the amendment. And then if the amendment fails, we go back to the original motion.
Please forward.
This is the amendment.
Please forward that. Can you do that?
Yeah, Janine, you know, can you forward that to everyone, please? I'll send them my call.
Well, okay. I actually have forwarded an amended version of the entire motion out.
Okay, so let me. You got to hear. I'm looking at the one at the amendment that I'm about to submit. Then you could submit an amendment and to that amendment, and then we could go from there. But I cannot go past 5:10 because my interview is scheduled for 5:15, which is 8:15 Eastern time.
I have it up online. I have sent it as an email. The blue is the modifications to the motion that's already been forwarded.
Okay, but first, okay, Janine, before you go there, we have to hear the amendment that I'm going to propose first, and then we can hear your amendment to that amendment. That's the process. So do you mind if I read
the... I don't have the amendment. I don't know what amendment.
It's the one that Friendly...
I have amendments from other public, too. I have amendments from Nancy.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Okay,
like.
But that has nothing to do with what's in front of us right now. What's in front of us, you received from Friendly User, just like I did, because I'm looking at the email right now, and you are copied in it. Let me read this amendment, and then we'll go to the amendment that you want to amend to this amendment, okay? So let me read this, and please send it to the committee. The PNB Election Committee urges the PNB to direct the NES to request that all elections at all stations be extended for at least 1 month beyond the beginning of a 1 minute listener cards on all stations. Cards should be generously rotated around the clock and concentrated during high listening periods with schedules posted on each station's website. Also, the NES is urged to respond to ballot requests within 72 hours and to extend paper and e-ballot requests by at least 2 weeks from the full information date. So that's the amendment, and it doesn't have to be seconded. Now, are there any amendments to that amendment? And I guess, Janine, this is where you go.
Well, William Hairwagon with a request for information.
Go ahead, William.
Okay. I think that is, and I guess I'm asking, that that's a substitute motion, not an amendment. We could amend ourselves to death here.
William. William, you don't speak much, but when you do, you are usually pretty good. So this is a substitute motion. You're right. Thank you. Now, a substitute motion could be amended. So so the substitute motion is on the floor now as read by me. Are there any amendments or any objections? Let me go with, are there any objections to this motion? By committee members.
Bill, I have an amendment to that. Instead
okay,
of saying,
Bill, hold on, because, go ahead, Bill.
Instead of saying elections at all stations be extended by for at least 1 month, say as it's extended as needed, because the bylaws don't allow it to be extended that long, and it probably won't be needed. We just need to make sure the NES, you know, and that was to step up the promotion and get the carts going more. So
okay,
I think it's micromanaging, and it's in violation of the bylaws to say to extend it for at least 1 month beyond the beginning of 1 minute listener candidate cards.
Okay, so whenever we want to extend democracy to the listeners, it's always micromanaging, right? I don't agree with that because even the NES is not codifying our bylaws. The NES has the power from the fair campaign provisions in the bylaws that gives her the latitude to act in this matter. So I will rule I would not be amendable to that amendment because I think that amendment is now is out of order and it's not reflected in the bylaws.
Can we vote on it?
Yeah, we can. The bylaws are not does not indicate extensions or anything like that. So that's why I'm ruling it out of order. If you want to appeal my decision, you're more than welcome to. Then we could go to a vote.
Point of information.
Who's that?
Jonathan, I would request that.
No, Jonathan.
I just read
the motion. You want me to read it again?
The entire motion.
I did read the entire motion.
Okay, it must have been before I was on the call. Thank you.
No, it was while you were on the call. We were just on the call. In any event, that's my ruling. I'm ruling that Mr. Crozier's amendment is out of order because it does not reflect any verbiage in our bylaws.
Appeal of a ruling in the chair.
Okay, state your appeal, Mr. Crozier.
Well, my amendment, regardless of the reason, and I'm pretty sure I can clarify the reason in the bylaws, but my amendment was to change the wording of that to take out the part about extending for at least 1 month beyond the beginning of 1 minute listener candidate cards at all stations and replace it with to extend it as needed. It's simpler.
Okay,
does what's needed. Okay, but I mean, one of the reasons is it is a violation of the bylaws. The bylaws, as Serena was saying, the voting period would normally have ended at the end of September, and the NES decided to make it go till the middle of October, and the bylaws allowed it to be extended for an additional, I think, 4 weeks or 1 month, which would make it till the end of October at maximum. It wouldn't allow it to be extended another 1 month beyond some date that has yet to be determined. So,
okay. I will rule your argument is now well taken because there's nothing in the bylaws that reflect what you are saying. What I do find appropriate is the insertion of replacing 1 month to as needed. That is appropriate. So we're going to go to a vote.
Unless there's other amendments.
Yes, go ahead, Janine. Go ahead, Janine. Am I heard? Mike, check.
This motion is now back. This replacement motion is now back to the weak form it was in when I suggested we put this new wording in to say halted. The fact that an elections committee urges the PMD to direct the NES to request, I mean, by the time this goes through, we're 2 weeks out. And now we're going to say on top of that, as needed, you could not be more vague. No one has been responding to the urgency of which we're at. And I honestly think that if this PMD wants to avoid any further lawsuits, they need to step up their game. We have a PNB director that has not received a ballot. We need to suspend until these guys treat it with the urgency that it should be treated. So I am not in favor of this replacement amendment at all. I have circulated a revised motion from the one that was circulated last week, and I hope we can just disregard this. We have 5 voting members right now, and I hope we can disregard this. I understand that we need to go on record, even if it doesn't pass. We as an elections committee need to go on record that we know what's going on here. What was that?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was muted.
That
was an applause and well-deserved because Janine has been the staunchest advocate for these fair elections. Okay, so I will say that What we have in front of us right now, Janine, is we have to vote on Bill's amendment, and then we will go to the substitute, back to the substitute, unless what you're saying is that you want the original motion to be voted up and down. I get it. I get it. Okay. So are there any objections to Bill Crozier removing one-month extension to as needed? I'm going to object. So are they, Janine, go to a vote, please. Take a roll.
Okay.
On
so
this,
just
amendment.
This vote, this is a yay or nay on the one that was circulated at,
No. This is a yay or nay on Bill's amendment to remove 1 month extension, as needed. So that's what's in front of us.
Okay. So going to a vote, Bill Crozier?
I emailed it to you. I vote yes, and I emailed it to all of you.
Oh. Thank you. Lawrence Reyes? Oh, sorry, skipping over Lawrence Reyes. Sean Rhodes?
Yes.
Thank you. Janine Roan is a no. Vanessa Dixon Briggs?
No.
Thank you. And now we have Lawrence Reyes. So it's
no, you forgot William. You forgot William.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And Susie. And Susie.
William and Susie, yeah.
I'm sorry, you guys. I didn't have you because at the beginning of the meeting we didn't have you. Sorry. Okay.
Right.
So William Hirwagen?
No.
Thank you. Susie Moreno?
No for Bill's right.
Okay, thank you. So we have four no's and two yeses. Does the chair want to vote?
Yes, I vote no.
Okay, so five no's, two yeses on the amendment to the one-month amendment. Do we now vote on the replacement motion?
On the substitute. We'll vote on the substitute now. The amendment failed. We vote on the substitute. Thank you, Bella. We'll vote on the substitute now. And if the substitute fails, we go back to the original motion.
Hello,
please,
William.
Go ahead, William.
Yeah, I was thinking that perhaps the motion suggested by the listener could be the first whereas in the longer motion instead of a total substitute, even though I thought it was a substitute, but even though that it could be just the first whereas, and then go to amending the existing motion instead of substituting.
Okay, so I would interpret that as you saying that you want to make that an amendment, the whereas and the new amendment to the original motion. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay.
Probably the first paragraph.
Okay, so Janine, take a roll on the whereas as a new whereas as the amendment to the original motion.
Could you please read that?
Yeah, I'm a little confused. Can Bill read it as he would see it?
No, it's not Bill. That was William. That was William.
William,
that was
I'm
not
sorry.
Bill.
All right.
Okay, so the substitute motion, he's moving to make it a whereas clause in the original motion.
I meant the first resolution paragraph. After all, the whereas.
Okay. Now you have me confused, and that's not hard to do.
The resolution to be added in the resolution, the first resolution.
Go ahead, Janine. Maybe you have a better handle on it. Public, please stop. Go ahead, William. If you got a handle on it, go ahead. If not, I'm gonna go to
to Janine.
Yeah, well, I think I'll say it again. I think I said it, but maybe I couldn't be understood. What I'm trying to add would be the first resolution after all of the whereases, not the first whereas. I had my titles mixed up.
Okay. Janine, does that clarify for you?
So
that will clarify for me.
I mean, I think I understand, but he would be replacing another resolution part, and I don't know what he's what part of that resolution he's replacing. Because
it's
one
or
two.
Just a new insert.
An insert.
I mean, what
please, let the committee members talk. Public, please hold on. Go ahead, William.
The current resolve says that it'll be halted. The resolve that we'd be inserting says that it would be extended 1 month, right? So there's a conflict.
Correct.
We need somebody to actually incorporate it how they see. And I have forwarded the link. I'd like to suggest that we adjourn to a time later today that we can look at this and then have further discussion, because it's a very important motion. Is there a time that we can reconvene today?
Well, I think...
Hold on,
friendly visitor. I am locked out of the studio, so I'm still waiting for somebody to get with the key. I think we could resolve it. Resolve it before we adjourn. Bella, please stop.
Can you let the original author read it and or amend?
Bella, please stop. You have not been recognized. The public is not recognized at this time. So this is a committee situation that we have. So Janine's suggesting that we adjourn. I don't know if that's a good idea.
Point of information.
We could reconvene in
2 hours. No, Bella, stop. Lord have mercy. What did you say, Janine?
I'd like to propose that we reconvene in 2 hours after everyone's had a chance to look at these two versions.
Well, that's going to require that committee members are able to return in 2 hours. And I think that's not a fair proposition for the other committee members, because they may have things going on in their lives right now, or they may have to go conduct whatever business they have to conduct. Anyway, this is a dilemma. I'm going to go to the public for their wisdom. I'm going to go to the public for...
Can we have
on Bella?
Bella, I'm sorry.
Hold on. Go ahead, Janine.
Vote on which committee members would like to entertain this new replacement.
Yes, go ahead. The motion has already been submitted to the committee, Janine. I think the question is whether they want to return back in 2 hours, which I think is anyway. You know, I think this is a situation of competing interests, right? And I think competing interests are not going to do us any good. We have amendments. We have the opportunity to move on things. And I know if it's not favorable to one, it may be favorable to another. It may be unfavorable to someone else. That's the nature of committee business. That's why I always say I never marry my motions.
Mr. Chair, can you hear from the public?
Hold on.
I would like to.
I want to hear from the committee first. I want to hear from the committee first. Go
Bill
ahead, Jeanine.
Sec.
And then
so
Bill.
The issue I have is the way this is being submitted is incomplete. And for us to have a vote right now and not know what we're voting on is really, after all this work, to me, is a disservice. And that is why I'm asking for the 2 hours. If whoever, Lawrence, if you're putting this substitute motion through, which you are on behalf of the listener that forwarded it to you, so if you're doing that and don't have the ability
to...
She also forwarded it to you.
Too, Jenny.
But
so don't
not,
act like it's a secret between me and the listener.
No, but I'm just saying it's not in the form where it can be inserted the way that it's being discussed. And because people are not able to look at it and actually tell me how they want to insert it, I cannot be sure that we're voting on, I cannot read to you the motion that we'd be voting on.
Okay. So let me suggest this. Let me suggest that we exchange emails instead of coming back in 2 hours till we are able to straighten out this matter. But I'm going to go to the public for their wisdom. I think Bill was on the stack, Bella, and then I'm going to go to you. Go ahead, Bill.
Well, I agree with Jeanine. It's too confusing. I don't think we know what we're voting on. There's a conflict. I think it looks pretty clear to the conflict, what's being inserted, what's already there. It's going to take some time to work out, and everybody's tired, and we've been here already over 2 hours. So if you want to discuss that by email, that's okay, or meet later or tomorrow or whatever. But, yeah, I don't think we should be continuing now.
Jonathan on the stack.
Bella on the stack.
Hold
on the stack. And
Susie's a committee member. Go ahead, Susie.
Okay. So what I'm understanding, and let me know if I'm incorrect, is that we have a substitute motion from Lawrence that came from the listener or visitor, correct? Is that correct?
Yes. Yes.
And we also have a resolution to resolve in the motion from William. Is that correct?
No.
Yes.
No? I thought so. So those
yes,
two
William was the one that threw us off. Way. Okay, go ahead.
So those two have to be integrated, and I think that Jeanine can do that and then read it to us because she's very
okay.
good at doing that. I mean, she's done that. I haven't been on the committee for a long time, PMB, but. So those are the two things that have to be integrated into the motion that we had to start out with, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So I think Jeanine could do that and then read it to us, and then we can decide if she inserted it in the proper place or not, or if the wording is correct or not. That's all.
Okay. So how are we going to arrive at that decision? Are we going to do that to email after Jeanine cleans it up?
Can you hear from the public?
Hold on, please, Bella. So how would you propose, committee, that we proceed? Should we proceed with having Jeanine clean up the motion? And then, I don't know.
Hear from the public, Mr. Chair?
We already had a lot of public comment, and it's getting late.
It is, but I'm going to go to the public because I told them I would.
Thank you.
So I have Bella and then John. Go ahead, Bella.
Is the friendly visitor available? I want
yes,
her
there.
To address. She's been trying to address this issue for a very long time, and she has been ruled out. So once she can clarify her position, I think all of this would have been said. And then I will go after her.
go ahead, Visa. You want to go before Jonathan and then...
And Bella.
Go ahead.
Sure, thanks. What I'm saying is that I see Janine's... I see the version that Janine circulated, and I think the language that I offered can... There are three whereases and then two resolutions. And I'm saying that the replacement language should be the first of those resolutions. I do not think a halt is going to fly. And I think it's too late in the game to offer things. The whereas has already set out the situation pretty clearly about the effect of not having had enough groundwork, if you will, laid before ballots were sent out. But in terms of recommending action now, I think the substitute language that Lawrence offered, so if you want to call it an amendment, right, rather than a substitute, losing the original whereases, I'm fine with the whereases. It gives a level of detail, knowing RP&B, they'll probably strike it, but you know, that's less important than getting the action portion of the motion in. So I mean, I'm not going to read the whole thing because I think it was read before, but the first whereas talks about...
Can you go to your resolution, please?
Okay. You can't share from me, Bella. Thank you. I love your support. But the whereases that are in place, the one that talks about ongoing elections for listener and staff delegates, the second one that talks about the lack of effective informational cards and the anemic turnout, the third, where the NES indicates that she doesn't feel she has the clout to have her directions obeyed locally, which I've addressed in my comment. And then the language that I sent, for which I have to flip to a different screen. Sorry. Okay, where we're talking about the PNB election. The PNB Elections Committee urges the PNB to direct the NES to make a request. Let me be clear. I've said this before. A committee cannot direct the PNB. They can urge. You can put the language demand, but I think that's, you know, that's a drama. It's not necessarily changing the effect. As a committee, you can only recommend to the, quote, parent body. And the PNB can direct the NES, but the NES herself cannot order the election supervisor to do anything. All she can do is recommend or suggest. The bylaws are clear that the election supervisor is the final authority on things related to our delegate elections. So that's why the language, which I think was described as powerless or whatever, that's why the language is, because that's what the situation is. Those are the roles that the three groups have with regard to each other. The committee, the board, the executive who contracted the NES and can certainly make suggestions to the NES. And in this case, we actually have, which I think bothers a lot of people, an ED who understands the bylaws and how the boards work. Right. So that's why the language is there. I don't see that this is any conflict. It does replace this language, replaces the language of halting the elections, because I think it's too late in the game to make a statement that we hope makes a statement, as opposed to saying what we think will actually be workable on the ground.
Jonathan,
I'm done.
Hold on, Jonathan. I'm going to go back to Bella. Janine, I'm going to ask you to resume the chair because I have to record my show. I have to go. So please chair the meeting and tell me what the committee decides. But I have to go.
Okay.
Thanks,
Lawrence.
It's Bella and then John.
Are you able to
vote
by text?
No, let's vote by email for those committee members that were present. Okay?
Just
send an email to those.
Okay. You're in favor of that, I gather. Okay. So, Bella, do you want to make your comments?
the reason why we lost so much time is because we did not allow the friendly amender to speak, and she just has laid it out. So at this stage, Janine, having heard that, my question to you, is that workable within the resolution area that she proposed to replace some of that language, or complement, rather?
Well, I don't want to really, I think I've already been clear that I am unclear on how to merge the two.
Okay.
So if someone wants to forward it to me, even while we're speaking right now, on how the two would merge together so that it's not a replacement amendment, that's fine. But I really can't see how to do it. I think that we lose
okay,
a great
Janine,
deal.
Okay, Janine, I got to go. Please take a vote from those committee members that are present when you send the email. Once you clean it up, okay? I said I have to go.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Thank you, Lawrence.
So I will go to, who was next? Was it Jonathan?
John. Yes.
Yes. Okay. I really think it's important right now for, first of all, the visitor to read the exact language of the resolution that she wants merged, and then for Janine to read, or maybe Janine read what the visitor's resolution is supposed to merge into first, and then the visitor's resolution. So I'm unable to see this document because my cell phone will not, you know, I can't see any of this stuff. So I have no idea what you're actually referring to. I would appreciate, just for the sake of everybody on the call, to actually hear these two distinct resolutions or whatever it is that's different between these two versions. So at least we're on the same page of what we're hearing spoken.
It's only one, Jonathan, only one that was proposed, one resolution.
Listen, Bella, I'm trying to address the chair right now. I believe it's very important to have both sections of these versions of this motion to be read into the record out loud right now.
I agree, yeah.
Okay, so, Bella, please. So that's what I'm suggesting. I hope all of the board members that are on the call will allow this right now before you take a vote so that everybody's clear as to what needs to be done, if Janine needs to work on it right now before a vote, or if it's going to be voted on later. Either way, I think it needs to be read out loud instead of just described.
Thank you.
Well, I don't. I have sent both the amended motion to the PNB that is the status, the current version, as well as the request to integrate and the three paragraphs from the listener. So, I don't think. I have forwarded it to the board, to the committee, and I forwarded to the task force. I don't know that we have people on this call that are not on one of the other or the other. So
I know that you're. Pardon me, but point of information. I know that you are, that this is sufficient for the record. What I'm saying is, for anybody who wants to review this meeting later audio, that you really should read this. Read both versions, whether or not they're integratable, just so that it's been spoken into the record right now.
Right.
That's
okay.
All I'm suggesting.
Point taken. So let's start doing that. Thank you very much, Jonathan. So I'm going to read the current version of the amended motion, and then the listener can read how their portion that they want put in, and let us know where they want it put in. So this is the current version, whereas the ongoing elections for listener and staff delegates at all five stations began and have continued without adequate information for members regarding the candidates and issues, a flaw that is manifest in the low turnout of members who have voted at most stations with only about 3 weeks of the total 9 weeks of balloting remaining, whereas in addition to the lack of effective informational carts, this anemic turnout across the network being disenfranchising, there is also a deep concern and specific sightings from governing members within the network that not all membership has received their ballots. Whereas the NES has admitted to the Elections Committee that she does not have the clout to ensure her directives are followed at the stations, resolves that the voting be immediately suspended at all five stations until a joint meeting can be convened for both the PNB and the Elections Committee and scheduled by 9:30 so that all stations can ensure the airing of all full candidates' carts and on-air forums at all stations will run for a full month in full rotation, and that direct outreach to the membership, too, is missing. Outreach to the membership can be conducted to inform of election and confirm ballot receipts so that the process can be compliant with the bylaws, and be it further, resolved for the scheduled listener and staff delegate elections next year, no ballots be distributed until adequate and bylaws mandated candidate statements and forms have first started to run prior to ballots going out and continue running during the voting period. So that's how it currently is. Now, if the listener is still on and can read their forwarded portion that they would like. Integrated.
Okay. The amendment that Lawrence made, right? I sent the language to both of you. The amendment that he made would replace the first resolved, because they're not going to suspend the election. So the only issue here is whether this committee believes that the first resolved paragraph as it exists, as the secretary just read it, should remain in place, or whether it should be replaced by the language that says extend for 1 month beyond the time that you finally get it together in terms of getting those candidate statements. I'll read the language again, but I think Lawrence read it clearly. Do I have the floor or do I not have the floor?
Yeah, but you had the floor
okay.
to read.
So that,
I'm so sorry, but you had the floor to read how you thought that it would go in. So I'd like you to just read it so that we understand the last whereas and where you would put this resolved and what you would take out, so we know what you'd be excluding.
Okay. I'm having difficulty understanding what's confusing. There are three whereas clauses here, and there are two resolved clauses. The three whereases do not change. I'm not suggesting a change to that. The second resolved talks about next year elections, and, you know, there's plenty of time for that, but I'm not objecting to it being there. It's fine. It says, hey, we realize that this, if we had practiced this year what we're saying we want to do next year, we may not be in the hole that we're in right now in terms of either participation or publicity or fairness or censorship
okay.
or any of that. Okay. But the – excuse me?
I really would like for you to read the last whereas and what you think the resolved would be. That's, once we hear that, we'll be able to vote on it, because I think what you'll see is you're actually excluding a lot more. You're excluding forums. You're excluding the fact that they have to reach out to the membership. You're excluding a lot of things if you just take that and put it in for that resolve. So just go ahead and
okay.
read it.
Okay, so the third whereas as it stands now, which I think is problematic, but I wasn't going to suggest that it be changed. Whereas the NES has admitted to the Elections Committee that she does not have the clout to ensure her directives are followed at the stations. I don't understand the use of the term admitted, and I'm sure she's not going to like it. She may have stated that to the committee. I think there's going to be objection to the term admitted, but, you know, we can see what happens. And the first resolution includes that this be scheduled by tomorrow, September 30th, I don't think the PNB is going to even take this up tomorrow night.
Okay, can you, see. I'm so sorry. We're at 2.5 hours. I don't want to have it continue. You know,
the William, point of order.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, every time the listener gets to just about explaining what she's wants to do and where it and actually read it, you interrupt. Let her finish.
Well, I was trying to chair this so that we can make progress quickly. Instead of the explanation, I'd like to hear her read how she thinks it would read. I don't think that that's a very, that's out of line right now, 2.5 hours into the meeting.
That's what she tries to do, and you stop her every time. And
would someone else like to chair the rest of the meeting? Would someone else?
Okay, Janine.
No,
Janine,
no.
I understand that you don't care
Listener, I'm sorry. I am really at a point where this is a real question. Is there another member of the committee that would like to chair the rest of the meeting? Okay, so there is none. So, listener, please, I'm sorry to be this firm with you, but I do not understand. Even when you explain all that, I am still not understanding how you want to see this motion.
Okay. Then
so
okay, I'm going to make a recommendation.
Read it the way you want us to vote on.
Janine, I want you to chair the same way you expect other people to chair, which is to say with fairness and respect. You have argued against the change repeatedly while presumably reading the motion. So if I want to put into context what it is I'm suggesting be changed and why I think it's important that it be changed, I think I should be allowed to do that without your interrupting me. The fact is, you asked me to read the last whereas, to which I did not make an amendment, although I think it should be amended, but I'm not even going to raise that. The first resolve, there are only two resolves. The second one deals with next year's election. I didn't address that at all. The first resolve, the first action portion, where you talk about suspending elections and candidate forums, et cetera, and integrates some of the language that I had proposed, including confirm ballot receipt, which I don't even know what that means, the language which you've included in the email that you sent at 2020, but I guess for some reason you don't want to voice it, I will read it. The PNB Elections Committee urges the PNB to direct the NES to request that all elections at all stations be extended for at least 1 month beyond the beginning of one-minute listener candidate carts at all stations. Carts should be generously rotated around the clock and concentrated during high listening periods with schedules posted on each station's website. Also, the NES is urged to respond to ballot requests within 72 hours and to extend paper and e-ballot requests by at least 2 weeks from the full information date. Full information date in this case referring to when you get those proper one-minute carts for every listener candidate into rotation. I don't see where that... I'd be happy to answer any question about any language there that anyone finds confusing.
Is there anyone that would like to speak on this? Otherwise, we'll just go to a vote.
Bella, to the stack, please.
Go ahead, Bella.
So, yes, I had stated after the first time it was read somewhat, this is the first time I hear the full version from this person, in that it's a compliment. and how to incorporate it into the first resolution. Forget the second, because the second, as mentioned, of course, I'm looking at it, is for next year. So the first resolution is what this is intended to complement. This is how it needs to, then it needs to segue into it or incorporate it into it. So the question to you, Janine, again, having heard it, do you see this language expanding the resolution, the first resolution, making it more expandable, giving it perhaps even more a specificity regarding the timetable? How do you see that?
No, I see it as in conflict with the resolve that is in there. So I think that this is a vote. I don't know who, is there anyone else that would like to speak on this, and then we'll just take a vote whether this is an amendment. Okay, go ahead. Hold on, Jonathan. Anyone else that would like the stack before we vote?
Susie.
Okay, let me let the members talk, the committee members talk, speak first. I heard Susan. Was there also Vanessa?
Yeah.
No, it's Susie.
Oh, Susie, I'm sorry. Oh, go ahead, Susie, Vanessa, and then Jonathan.
I would like to receive by email a copy of the visitor's motion or addition.
An amendment.
Amendment. Okay, I'm sorry, amendment.
Okay,
that's
Susie,
all I have to
are
say.
You, are you, does your email end with 50 at Yahoo?
Yes.
Okay, so then that was emailed out at 4:49, that portion. It takes the place of the first resolve. So if you have that email, you can see.
The reason I asked is because I looked for it and I couldn't find it on my email. I have Bill's amendment. I don't have hers.
Send it
the
again.
The title is PNB Elections Committee Task Force Working Group.
Okay.
Bella, there's two email threads. One is for the task force, the other is for the members.
Okay.
So, yeah. But it was sent to both. But I'm sending it again. Susie, Vanessa, do you want to make your comments while that's being sent and reviewed? Vanessa, are you still on the call?
Okay, I'm sorry. Yes, I am.
Okay.
So two things. One, I thought that it was agreed, maybe it wasn't, before Lawrence left, but we were going to do this by email. It's still confusing to me. I'd rather look at it and, you know, just vote in a, I don't know, under the circumstances, it seems it would be more easily understood and maybe more organized, because I'll wind up abstaining because I'm confused. It doesn't make sense. Whether it should or not, that's a different issue. So if that's still an option, to just go ahead and email the two versions and then let us vote.
Okay, I believe we need to take a vote that we will conduct our business via email. I'm not positive. If someone has clarity on that.
You should.
All right. So I'm going to take a vote right now to find out who is willing to do that. Bill Crozier? We're taking a vote on whether we can conduct our business via email. Bill Crozier? Okay. Susan DeSilva? All right. I guess we don't have Susan DeSilva. William Harwagon?
No, I think we should resolve it now.
Okay. Thank you. Sean Rhodes, are you here?
I'm here. I abstain.
Okay. Vanessa?
Yes, now.
Okay. And then there's
Susie.
Me.
Susie.
Susie Moreno.
Yes, by email, fine.
You say yes to email?
Yes.
Okay, and we know that Lawrence actually was a yes before he left. So that's three yeses and one no.
And one abstention.
And one abstention, and I'm not voting. Go ahead. Who's that?
Jonathan, I just wanted to say that that the listeners will not have input upon this, and unless they're sitting by their computers and have a chance to input upon any further discussions before your vote by email. And I think this is appropriate to insist that that be the case, since the visitor is also a listener, as far as my knowledge. So
I agree.
And so in that sense, I'd rather do it now, unless all of a sudden everybody has to go. If you have to go for whatever reason, then obviously this process would be postponed. But I want to reiterate what William said. I think that we should deal with this now. I think this can be edited. But I think that this discussion needs to be on point. Part of the problem here, I just want to point out, is that this particular resolved paragraph is a long run-on sentence, and so there's actually five different issues in one sentence, which makes it difficult to edit on the fly, just verbally. See? So, in other words, each issue per phrase of this paragraph needs to be discussed on its own merits. If we're going to have a discussion about it, I still have not heard the visitor's language, whether or not it's actually refined enough to read as a sentence or a series of sentences to replace this one. So really, there should be two resolved sections that are completely independent and grammatically correct to make comparisons and changes upon each other or whatever. So again, it's a difficult paragraph just to discuss, as I said. So, but I think it's necessary to do this right now. However, you can figure out a way to do it. You know, this is inefficient, no matter what you do. You know, unless everybody's just constantly suggesting language changes, not only the visitor but any of the other national board members, obviously could suggest changes too. But again, it's...
Okay.
William, point of order.
Yeah, go ahead, William.
Yeah, the motion has already been read, or the paragraph of the motion, and I believe it's included in what you read, more or less. So I think we're ready to resolve the entire issue. Just decide, is this the motion that we're passing or not? Doesn't the last thing you read include what the visitor wrote? No?
No,
there is an email. Oh, hold on. There is an email with all the language in it. So, and that's been distributed. Right now, we have Bill Crozier seems to have fallen off the call. So we only have we only have votes from Harwagon, Rhodes, Vanessa, Susie, and then also Lawrence, which seemed to be a yes. And then myself, I haven't voted yet, but we have one no, one abstention, and three yeses.
William's question, Janine, you missed it.
Oh, he said that he thought it could be resolved right now instead of email. We were voting on whether this could be resolved via email.
Right.
And he said, no, let's do it now. And I agree,
yes,
except I can't. Hold on.
If you incorporated the resolution.
However, I don't feel comfortable that there's a board member that doesn't understand what they're voting on.
Right.
And sometimes that takes the time to look at their emails. They may not be in a position to look. I would rather reconvene. If we could take an hour and then reconvene, but I think I was the only one that felt that way. So instead, what we're going to do is the yays win, and we're going to resolve this via email on whether to accept this amendment. And I think now we set another meeting, our next meeting. Could set a meeting for before the PNB tomorrow, a continuation meeting. That seems crazy, but it does allow us to, make any last minute changes, but this is probably the last time any kind of a motion is going to be amended, or any kind of a motion can be submitted. So I would entertain a motion to have a continuation meeting tomorrow. If not, we'll do another meeting a week from today. Does anyone else to put forward a motion?
What's not 3 o'clock? 3 o'clock tomorrow?
No, I'm asking the membership, the committee members.
Sure.
So I move to have a continuation meeting tomorrow, 3 o'clock.
This is Susie. Okay, I have a dental appointment tomorrow.
So that's 3 p.m. Eastern. Do we want to entertain a later time so that Susie can
join?
No,
I said 3 p.m. Pacific, if that works.
Okay, so that's 6 Eastern. That's 2.5 hours before the PNB meeting. Susie, is that an issue for you?
I have a dental appointment at 2 p.m. Central. I'm not sure how long it'll be. That's all.
So this would be 5 p.m. Central when we have this situation.
Okay. I should be due by 5 p.m.
Okay, so if there's no issues, I'll go ahead and do that continuation meeting and send out the information, and we will try to resolve the voting on this amendment right now in the email. All right, thank you, everyone. I'm going to adjourn.
Can I please request the visitor email me her version if she has any text? Visitor, do you have my email address?
Sent it to you.
You have been given the information that we have.
Okay, I do not have anything of the visitor's version, by the way.
Yes,
I emailed it to you, Jonathan, about 10-15 minutes ago.
Because it's not in my inbox. So,
all right. I'm going to adjourn, and the two of you can communicate.
I just wanted to point out that email is being filtered from people's inboxes right now. One of the board members had that problem earlier, and I've been having it a lot recently. So be aware that...
Jonathan, well, obviously the two of you know how to communicate, so you can ask her...
Janine, that is really presumptuous. I actually don't have Jonathan's number, and I don't understand why you would use language of such certainty when you don't know what you're talking about.
Serena,
what's going on here?
Sorry, miss.
You know what? Adjourn. The meeting's adjourned. Thank you.
Visitor, I'll email you and give you so you have my email address. Thank you.
Okay.